On Monday, August 21st, Alexis Nakota Sioux Nation held their 146th treaty commemoration to help recognize the signing of Treaty 6. Chief Tony Alexis spoke to Windspeaker Radio Network about the day and the history behind August 21st.
Today marks the 146th year since Alexis adhered to Treaty Number 6, 1877, August 21st. Our members at that time had ceremony here in Alexis. They picked up and they traveled to Edmonton. So just south of where the legislative building is where the old Fort Edmonton Park was. And so our people were invited to be a part of that. And so 146 years ago that happened. Today, what we are doing here is that we want to commemorate that day. And it's something that we do every year to commemorate. And it's good for us as a reminder as chief and council, but it's also a good reminder for the community of the people.
The day started off with a pipe ceremony featuring the very same pipe that was smoked 146 years ago when the treaty was signed, food, and a theatrical reenactment of the treaty signing by some youth. Chief Alexis says that recognizing this day every year is very important.
Well, it's important to acknowledge what happened. It's important that we recognize that we have a partnership with the British Crown. Right now, Canada represents the Crown in that regard. And it's important that we remind the treaty because that is the basis of how we agreed to share the land to the depth of a plow. Of course, it's been beyond that right now. And because of the Indian Act, we're really confined. But we're at a point today that First Nations across the country are starting to really reach out beyond just the reserve borders and looking at their traditional territory, exercising their treaty rights for hunting, fishing, trapping, gathering, and sharing all of those beautiful pieces, those inherent right that we had, and we're sharing that as we go forward.
For Chief Alexis, it means a lot to talk about the treaty and inform the youth about it so stories can be carried on.
As a chief, it's my responsibility to make sure that we're always all on the same page, and I know treaty is a very important conversation at the chief's table. Some of our young people that you see here, the kids that are here, it's important for them to recognize that they already have a duty to carry these stories forward. So for me, it's important in that way that we sit together. And sometimes some of the stories change just a little bit between different families. But as we sit together like this, we can fine tune what those stories are. And our goal from here is to take that into the schools and make that a part of our curriculums too. So it's a very important day today.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.